前几天清华大学的肖教授因为成功举报了蒋方舟而登上了热搜。
A few days ago, Professor Zairo from Tsinghua University was on the hot search because he successfully reported Dian Fang.
但是呢
However,
后来
Later,
因为教授本人的硕士论文的发表过程也出现了一些争议。
Because the professor's master thesis publication process also encountered some controversies.
那么这两天呢
So, in the past few days,
教授啊，把他发表过的这篇文章啊，又贴了出来。
Professor, you've posted another of his published articles.
这是一篇批判文章。
This is a critical article.
我当年读到过，出于怀旧心理吧。
I used to read about it out of nostalgia.
我受累又看了一遍。
I'm tired and I read it again.
这一看呢，又看出了文章当中行文上的一些小问题。
After a closer look, I noticed some minor issues in the writing style of the article.
我就想说说。
I just want to say,
第一
First,
这篇文章的题目是近年非理性小说的批判，发表于1990年。
The title of this article is a critical review of paranormal fiction in recent years, published in 1990.
那么在这篇文章当中呢
So, in this article,
教授啊，把作家王朔的两部小说的名字啊给写错了。一部是《玩的就是心跳》。
Professor, you made a mistake in writing the names of two of Wang Zuo's novels. It's like playing with my heart.
给错写成了。
Misspelled.
玩的就是心跳。
It's all about the thrill.
另一部是《千万别把我当人》，给错写成了。
Another step is to make sure that I am not mistaken for someone else.
您千万别把我当人。
Don't treat me like a person.
而且在文章当中啊，还出现了两次。
In addition, it appeared twice in the article.
那我觉得不妥。
I think that's not right.
第二点。
Second,
在这篇文章当中呢
In this article,
教授啊，把作家格非的小说的名字也写错了。
Professor, you also misspelled the name of the writer Ji Fei.
还写乱了。
I'm writing nonsense.
作家格非的小说《褐色鸟群》写成了《褐色的鸟群》。
The novel Brown Bird by writer Ji Fei has been adapted into a film.
而在两行之后的行文当中呢？
And in the behavior that follows these two lines,
又变成了褐色鸟群。
They have turned into a flock of brown birds again.
我觉得这个作家的作品呢
I think that the author's work is,
既然是文章的批评的对象，就很重要。
Since the object of criticism is an article, it's very important.
你无论是北大硕士的毕业论文
Whether it's a master's thesis from Peking University
还是在国家顶级的刊物当中发表作品的名字
Publishing works in top tier national publications
出现这么明显的错误和不一致不妥
There are obvious errors and inconsistencies
当然了
Of course
如果有人认为这不重要
If someone thinks this is unimportant
那我也没办法
I can't either
第三
Third
在这篇批判的文章当中呢
In this critical article
对于作家格非《褐色鸟群》小说原文的引用方式不妥当
It is inappropriate to cite the original text of G.K. Chesterton's novel The Flying Man in this way.
我认为啊，论文当中引用原文应当尽量的完整，
I think that in a thesis, the cited original text should be as complete as possible.
至少应该引用一个完整的句子。
At least one complete sentence should be cited.
如果实在不行
If it's really impossible,
要截取在逗号的位置
To extract at the comma position,
引用呢
quote,
也需要用省略号啊来再标注一下
Also need to use ellipsis marks to further annotate.
但是呢教授的这篇文章却是从一个句子的中间开始引用的，这很奇怪啊。
But however, the professor's article starts with a quote from the middle of a sentence, which is very strange.
而且没有加什么省略号。
And there are no additional ellipses.
有断章之嫌，不妥。
It is likely to be misinterpreted or taken out of context.
我把格菲的这个原来的小说啊截了个图。
I took a screenshot of the original novel by G. Fei.
是北京师范大学出版社1989年2月出版的。
It was published by the Beijing Normal University Press in February 1989.
还有就是教授论文当中引用的这个原文的截图。
And also the screenshot of the original text cited in the professor's thesis.
大家呢可以比对。
Everyone can compare.
第四啊。
Fourth.
在这个批判的文章的最后的这个注释部分出现了一个重要的书名错误。
In the final annotation section of this critical article, there is a significant bibliographic error.
他把1844年经济学哲学手稿错写成了1848年经济学哲学手稿。
He mistakenly wrote that the manuscript of Economic Philosophy in 1844 was written in 1848.
那么这部著作有多重要
How important is this work?
那知道的人都知道了啊。
Everyone knows.
我觉得这个书名啊，不改错。
I think this title is fine.
大概就这四点吧。
That's about it.
就这么着。
That's it.